Kindergarten, Daf Mesach, the Shabbos, Daf Pei Gimel. Begin on Amin Aleph. We're going to taste the Bimasal Mesebe. We ask from the following Brisa. Avodizara Kesheretz, Mishamsher Kesheretz. We see Avodizara is like a Sheretz, and Mishamsher is like a Sheretz. Shteis can explain what was the Havamina that we were asking on Rabbi specifically from this Brisa more than the Mishnah, which that was actually part of the Gemara's answer. And that is, the Gemara asked on Rabbi from a Brisa that says that Avodizara, the Aloch is like a Sheretz. Rabbi said that everyone agrees that Avodizara is Metame B'mas like a Nida. So that Rabbi says, what do you mean? Just like by the Mishnah that we said, Avodizara like a Sheretz doesn't mean specifically like a Sheretz, it just means not Metame B'Evid Mesama. So too, that's what the Brisa means to say. Now what's bothering Taisa is, Ein Chanami, what was the Havamina to ask from the Brisa more than the Mishnah, which really Rabbi's whole explanation was in the Mishnah Mesech Avodizara? That says Taisus mi Braisa olam le lomifach mimasin. No, it's a bigger question from the Braisa on Rabbah more than the Mishnah. Why? From the Tani Ba, because it says in the Braisa Avodizara, and it says Misham Sheha, and it's secondary tools. From that terminology, Mashman Avodizara dumi de Misham Sheha. It sounds like we're comparing the idol itself to the Misham Sheha, which we know by Misham Sheha to le mitame b'masa. So therefore, we're asking, it sounds like the Avodizara also not mitame b'masa. Therefore, it's a more of a severe question than that of the Mishnah, and therefore that was what the Gemara was asking from this Braisa, even though it already has Rabbah interpreting the Mishnah as the answers for this question in the Braisa too. Continuing next to the Masechta, begins the words of the Gemara, Misham Sheha, Bein Hein Shehesitu V'chul. The Gemara had a question from the Braisa that said that Avodizara and the Misham Sheha is Hein V'loi Hesetun. In other words, only it itself is Metama B'maga, but it's not Metama B'hesed. Which that would be, as the Gemara understood, b'masa. Kiva says, hein ve'aseitin. So one thing we see is that according to Rabbanon, that Avodizara is not metame b'masa. And that Rebbe says, no, this is what the Brisa is saying. Avodizara is hein ve'aseitin. It's just limiting it from ev mesama. According to Kiva, hein ve'aseitin and ev mesama shalom. Now Ravashi rejects that answer, and Ravashi says that what you have to say according to Rabba is what the Brisa means to say is, Avodizara that was maset other things is tahir. Other things that are maset the Avodizara is tamei. Misham Sheha, Bein Shein Sestit Zechem, Benachem Shesita Oison, Agim B'Tahar. Now what's bothering Taisus is, why in the first answer, when the Gemara is answering according to Rabbah, the Gemara didn't explain, because we're reinterpreting this whole Braisa, we're saying, okay, it's an error, and we have to, Rabbah reinterprets it, and then finally Rav Ashi, he gives a reinterpretation. Why in the first version of Rabbah, the Gemara does not mention Misham Sheha? Only in the answer of Avashi does the Gemara qualify Misham Sheha. So that says, Taisus b'shinui kama loy mitkar Misham Sheha. The Gemara there doesn't mention, and what do we have to reinterpret regarding Misham Sheha? Misham dehava b'chlal hein v'lo ha-Satan de-Braisa. It's really included in the words. The Braisa already says these words, hein v'lo ha-Satan, which we say that does not include Avodah Zarah. What does hein v'lo ha-Satan mean? That's actually referring to Rabbah on the Misham Sheha. So we don't have to interpret that, because that's already inherent in the words itself. But Ravashi doesn't say like that. Ravashi has to explain the Misham Sheha is Lohin Beloya Satan, because he gives a reinterpretation of what does Hasatan mean. He doesn't say Hasatan is like we originally thought of Masa. He's saying that, so therefore it's going to be Lohin Beloya Satan. It's not included anymore in the words of Himalay Satan. According to the first approach, Hain meant Maga, and Hasatan was Tumas Masa. And that's what the Braisa is coming to say, that is Tumas Maga on Misham Sheha, not Tumas Masa. So that's already inherent in the words. Ravashi understands Hain is Tumas Masa. Hasatan is of this other Tumma, that the classic Talmudic Tumma of Hasatan Acherim, that Misham Sheha doesn't have either one, because only has Maga. So therefore he had to go ahead and explain to you what is the halachi status of Misham Sheha. But in the first version, we didn't have to tell you, because that was already included in the words of the Braisa. Next takes the Masa, that begins the words of the Gemara of Rebbe Kiva. The Gemara had this approach of Ravashi to reinterpret the Braisa, which we had all these different cases which were difficult, Nachri and Nachris, Avodizar, Misham Sheha. Rebbe Kiva, he held Hein Ve'Hasatan. Now, the Gemara explains it of Ravashi and Rabbah, and Rashi explains it also in Rebbe Lazar. So Ravashi explains that Rabban disagreed with Rebbe Kiva, and regarding the Tumah of Avodizar itself, but regarding Misham Sheha, according to everyone, it does not have Tumas Masa. There's different tastes brings the Harav Pirus, Legoris Misham Sheha, B'milsa Rebbe Kiva. He does not have the text Misham Sheha, and regarding the wording of Rebbe Kiva, regarding his differentiation of the Tanakama of the Rabban, the Leipoli Misham Sheha, the Rabban. He doesn't disagree regarding the laws of Misham Sheha. And therefore, it doesn't say anything about that. When we say Rebbe Kiva, only thing we say is regarding the Avodizar itself. Because everyone agrees, regarding Mishnah Michelle that it does not have Tumas Masa, only has Tumas Maga. Ketuvah next Tumas Masa, it begins with words of the Gemara, Hazav, Bekaf, Meznayim, Bechulu. The Zav is on one side of the scale, etc. Which Tumas brings the Gersa of the Mishnah as we have it. So the Gemara had the question that how could you even have the halacha you're discussing here in the reinterpretation of Ravasi of what does it mean over here about Hain Ve'a Satan regarding the Avodah Zarah, which you're telling me one is Masa and then the Machlekes is regarding the Hesed. But how could Avodah Zarah move other things? It's an inanimate object. So the Gemara answers, it's regarding what we find in the Mishnah. You have the Zav on one side of the scale and food items and beverages on the other side. So if the Zav weighs it down, so that's going to be Tamei because of Hesed HaZav. He caused it to go up. If the food items are heavier, then they're going to be Tamei as because the halacha of Masa. But it's not, that's the differences between one weighing down the other. Now Taisa says, B'mesech Zavim, in the fourth paragraph Sinan, the Gersa is actually like this. Hazav b'kaf meiznaim, if the Zav is on one side of the scale, u'mishka b'meishav, regarding beddings, and cheers. If they're bekav shniyah, and then the other scale, so kara hazav tyrin. If the zav weighs it down, it's going to be pirish. Taisa explains what's a tar from? Mi medrus, from medrus. Because if it's that the case, it's not that the zav is on the bed. If anything, the bed is on top of the zav. So that's what's saying it's going to be tar. Omekamokam temein kedin hesed hazav. However, it's still going to have the tuma. It's only saying it's tuma for medrash, but it's going to have the halacha of hesed hazav, which again, like we're explaining in our sugya, that when we say the girsa of tame, it's causing the other things to go up, which that's the tuma of hesed. Now karahein temein, and then it says that if the bedding weigh down, they're heavier than the zav, then it says temein, they're going to be tame. Which tuma we're talking about? Pirish mi medrash. Kivin Shazav Lamalo, since the Zav is on the higher up end, Hari Nishnalim, so it's basically weighing down on the bedding, because the bedding is heavier, it's like that's the bedding is like weighing down the Zav. That is the Tumma of Medrash. Now Taisa says that although there's no really practical difference between the two Girsais, that which we have in our sugya and that which Taisa is bringing, because they're really according to both of them, the Tumma Medrash is only going to be when the Zav is on top of them, and that there's going to be the Tumma of Hesed. But this means the girsa kunch is miyushab yaser. The girsa that Rashi has is more resolvable. But we don't find such a Mishnah. Unless it's really a brisa somewhere. Where the reason why Rashi's girsa is better, because according to the girsa that Taisa brings, you have to say that this that the Mishnah says that when the Zav weighs down, it's tar, it's not really totally tar. It's only like the way Taisa interpreted it regarding Tumas Medrash. But it is going to have the Tumas of Hesed. But again, Taisa says, although the Girsa of Rashi is the better one, but we don't really find this as a Mishnah. Rather, it's like Taisa quoted the Mishnah, and they said, unless there's such a brisa the way Rashi's Girsa is.